that's a good art.
Mark Adams' A Survey He Kohinga Whakaahua is a new exhibition at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tāmaki. As one of Aotearoa's most distinguished photographers, the exhibition offers the first comprehensive survey of Adams' work, showcasing more than 65 works spanning over his 50-year career. Adams is best known for capturing Whakaero Māori, the work of celebrated Te Fuga Tatatau in Samoan communities within Tāmaki Makaurau, the places where Captain James Cook and his crew came ashore, and the locations where Te Tiriti or Waitangi was signed. The exhibition is accompanied by a comprehensive book of the same name, co-published with Massey University Press. The publication is the first ever detailed consideration of Adams' entire body of work. I caught up with curator of the exhibition and head of curatorial and learning at Auckland Art Gallery, Dr. Sarah Farah, about the book, exhibition and Adams' work.
Ko Sarah Farah aho. My name is Sarah Farah and I'm the head of curatorial and learning at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tāmaki.
For those who don't know Mark Adams, do you want to firstly just introduce him and his work?
So Mark Adams is one of Aotearoa's most important photographers, and it's one of the things I'm really hoping with this exhibition and with the book is that he'll become more of a household name in New Zealand. He's definitely someone I think people should know about. Mark Adams was born in Christchurch in Ototahi, and he studied at the School of Fine Arts at the University of Canterbury, and at that stage photography wasn't taught. There were no photography lecturers or photography courses in the 1960s. So this is before that, and you know, one day he woke up, had to decide between painting and sculpture, and he decided photography. So he, at that early stage, largely taught himself how to be a photographer. But from that point on, you know, he was all in.
And this exhibition offers the first comprehensive survey of Adams' work, showcasing over 65 works spanning a 50-year career. Would you like to speak to kind of the scope of the exhibition as well?
I had the great joy, really, of looking at a lot of Mark's work, including works that I was familiar with through previous exhibitions or previous publications, but also Mark gave me access to a lot of material that had never been shown before, never been publicly exhibited or published. So it was a lot of material to work through, and then to think about how to create an experience in both exhibition and book form that would provide people with a good overview and sense of his practice and his interests as a photographer.
And he's captured across Aotearoa and beyond. We've got some works from London as well. It appears that he's travelled a lot. What kind of do you think he looks for when deciding his subjects and landscapes?
I would say he's an artist firmly grounded here in Aotearoa, and I think that will always be the ultimate subject of his work. So even when he's photographing places overseas, it's in relationship to Aotearoa. So, for example, in the exhibition, there is an incredible kind of 13-metre-long panorama of Greenwich, which is just south of London. And that is there as this reminder of being the home of British maritime power and, you know, from where Cook set off on his voyages to solve the problem of longitude, all of which helped to fix the position of, you know, Aotearoa in New Zealand. And so even when he is photographing in museums or collections around the world, it's often referring back to Aotearoa and to this part of the world.
100%. And to kind of add on to that, his practice operates in this bicultural space between Te Ao Pākehā and Te Ao Māori, sustaining a deep and ongoing engagement with Whakaero Māori, the work of celebrated Te Fuga Tatatau in Samoan communities within Tāmaki, and places where Captain James Cook and his crew came ashore, and the locations where Te Tiriti or Waitangi was signed. What is Adams' relationship to these places and practices?
Mark Adams is very aware of his position and perspective, as he would say it, as the descendant of white settlers.
Mm.
So he is very clear on that. And I think he grew up, as I said, in Ototahi in Christchurch, at a time where there weren't many visible presences of Māori culture in the urban or rural environments. And he wasn't taught New Zealand history at school, but he wasn't a blank slate either, you know. He told me about this time he visited Canterbury Museum and they were learning about the Wairoa and some of the early archaeological sites.
Mm.
But he remembers as a child going up the stairs and seeing Inia Te Waiata carving a waka down below and being absolutely fascinated.
Mm.
And I think, you know, so in a large part, his work and his interest has evolved out of curiosity.
Mm.
And I think he has learnt along the way and developed a sensitivity to the concerns and to working in a way that is very respectful of te ao Māori.
Mm.
And working with iwi Māori alongside them.
And I wanted to talk about how these works are exhibited in the show. And more generally, Adams is known to hang his work unevenly, which maybe can be kind of confusing on first kind of glance. What is the purpose of this choice?
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people come in and at first I think they think we've maybe hung our work, the works crookedly. But I can assure you our technicians are experts at their job and it is all very deliberate. And I think there's a few things going on there. Partly Mark he works with a plate camera. So it's a type of camera developed in the 19th century and has a very, very large kind of plate surface, and that enables him to capture this incredible amount of detail in the work.
Mm.
But, you know, like panoramas of the past, this was, you know, a process of taking individual photographs and kind of stitching them together. So those historic panoramas were always kind of uneven in the put together. So partly Mark's making a reference back to historical photography.
Mm.
But he's also wanting to draw our attention to the fact that it is not a mechanical process. You know, these days with a digital camera, we can take a panorama incredibly easily.
Mm.
But this is a slow, considered process made by a person. So when he's working, he's holding the previous image in his mind as he sets up the next shot.
Mm.
And I think that while he is very precise, he also is very comfortable with imperfections that reveal that it is a human, you know, who created the image.
Mm, beautiful. And looking at the timing of this exhibition, what is the significance of examining Mark Adams' work in the current social and political climate in Aotearoa?
To me, it feels really timely. I think that Mark's way of engaging with te ao Māori, you know, he's created a whole body of work documenting the sites where the Treaty of Waitangi was signed across the country. And that is maybe worth just mentioning briefly because Mark embarked on that project in the late 90s and wanted to discover down to the last metre those locations.
Mm.
And through his research, you know, he checked the different written accounts, he spoke to historians, but he discovered that it wasn't the only way to find out that information was to travel to each location, to speak with local kaumātua and find out from them, also seeking, you know, their permission at the time to take those photographs. But I think that gives you a sense of his, the care in which he has taken to New Zealand history, but also to documenting these sites. He's also done a whole body of work documenting sites of significance around Te Waipounamu, the South Island, working closely with Ngāi Tahu. So, you know, I think that a lot of New Zealanders could learn from him. Mark himself would hate to be considered a role model, but, you know, I think he for me, as a fellow Pākehā, he models a way of really sensitively and thoughtfully engaging with his position, his sense of perspective, belonging here in Aotearoa, and his relationship to tangata whenua.
And this exhibition is accompanied by a book of the same name. It's so beautiful. I've been loving looking through it. Can you tell me a little bit more about the book?
Yeah, the book enabled us to present far more of Mark's work than we could possibly fit within the exhibition. Mm. When a single work is over 13 metres, you know, there's only so many you can fit. The book has been co-published by Auckland Art Gallery Tua Tamaki with Massey University Press, and we wanted to create, gave this great introduction to Mark's practice, and mindful that some people picking it up will have never heard of Mark's name or might not know his work, and others will have been closely following it for decades. Mm. But we wanted it to be a rewarding experience for both sets of people. And I think the ability to bring together those bodies of work that may have been published in other books, for example, but to bring them together so that people can see those recurring interests and the points of connection between what might at first appearance seem to be quite distinct and separate bodies of work. Actually, what I discovered was that Mark was working simultaneously and parallel on multiple bodies of work, for example, his documentation of Māori carving, but also his Samoan te tau photography. Come and see the exhibition. It's free. It's on at Toyo Tamaki until August. I think it's a really special opportunity to see works from throughout Mark Adams' 50-year career in one place.
That was Head of Curatorial and Learning at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki, Dr. Sarah Farah, speaking to me about the new survey exhibition of Mark Adams' work and accompanying book. The exhibition is on now until August, and the accompanying publication is available now at the Auckland Art Gallery shop and at all good bookstores near you.